chin butter.
All of a sudden, those three strokes you had overnight are gone.
Oh.
What now? Try this
I thank God I birdied three, or else it would have been a different story maybe. And then he made some bogeys. So the players in my group, we all had a slow start. So I kept my, well, besides when I lost the lead, I got it back, and I had it for most of the round. It wasn't until the back nine that I see Travis is lighting it up. So then I really had to gut it out. I didn't, me, Steve, or Matt, we didn't play very well on the front. I think Steve shot par, which is great, but me and Matt were both one over and tons of bogeys, and I wasn't hitting very good shots. And then on the back nine, I hit it, I hooked it in the trees, 10, 11, and 12. So I'm like, oh my God. But I managed to save par on all three of those holes. So that was the whole tournament right there. Because I could have, I had no right making par on 10, 11, or 12. Yeah, I deserved, oh God, I deserved bogey on every hole. So that settled me down. Ended up birding the next two. So from there, I said, okay, I'm nine on, I think I was nine. I was nine under. I saw Travis made bogey, so I had a cushion. A lot of nerves on 18. I had extra clubs to get over the water and managed to get a good two-putt, because it would have been another different story if Matt drains that putt. Right. So then I would have been shaking my boots, but Matt played great. Steve hung in there. Travis played outstanding, so I'm happy for all those guys. I just managed to just slip by.
The putt on three, you said, was a key moment early. How did you birdie three? We should have a play-by-play there a little bit.
I parred one with a poor second shot, poor chip. I bogeyed three with a bad drive. I was hitting it left all day. Three, I hit a great drive, pin high right, and I chipped it to an inch. I almost chipped it in. So, and Matt, who was tied with me, ended up making bogey. So I got my lead back right away. I went from three up to square to two up. So that kind of put me back where I started, so that helped. But I almost chipped it in, and it chipped it to an inch and tapped it in. And then I steadied a little bit for the rest of the round.
You're halfway to the Grand Slam. In one season.
Oh, well.
And you got a chance to go for three quarters.
So I didn't play in the Illinois Open because we have an outing. I can't play Eagle Ridge. I'm going to Scotland.
Oh.
The membership of AmeriClub is so great. They're taking me and my boss to Scotland October 2nd through 8th. And I'm excited to go. I'm disappointed to miss Eagle Ridge, but Scotland's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so that's where I'll be.
Well, what is it in Scotland? I mean,
we have 50 members going. We have a club event every year called the Glen Fruin Cup. It's a Scottish clan-themed event, and it's the McGregors versus the Colquhouns, are two Scottish clans, and Loch Lomond is the home of this battle, the battle at Glen Fruin. So we're going there, and it'll be great.
I mean, it's you're playing with members. It's not a tournament.
No, just well, it's a tournament itself, but it's me and Don running it and playing on their teams. So it'll be great.
Jim Billiter, Illinois PGA section champion. How's that sound?
Sounds great. I didn't think I could ever win this one because 3 days of stroke play. I'm more of a match play guy. But I didn't make a single double bogey all week, so that's odd for me. Usually I sneak in some double bogeys. So my goal every tournament is to play solid, don't three putt, and don't make doubles. So this week I managed to not make doubles. Three-putting, I think, was irrelevant because everybody three-putted. So I accepted those better than in tournaments before. But, yeah, I never thought I could win this one.
How much now will you, in 16, look to fill in those blanks and try to complete that career grand slam
well,
of these majors?
I can't ever play in the Illinois Open. We have a big outing. So that one's off the radar. Eagle Ridge,
what is it?
It's just a big outing for work. It's a charity outing that I have to just run, you know.
It's a AmeriClub outing.
Yeah, and we're, you know, not a huge staff, so I like, you know, I don't want to leave them hanging. But Eagle Ridge, I could possibly win that one if I play well. Hopefully we go back there in the future. I know we're going this year, but hopefully we stay there if they stay at PGA Presence on board, because I love going there. I think everybody loves going there. So I'll look forward to fall of 16 at Eagle Ridge.
You're the ninth player to win both the section and the match play in the same year. It's happened 11 times now.
Wow.
Seven of those first eight guys are in the Illinois Golf Hall of Fame.
How many get
your way into the Illinois Open somehow.
See what I'm pointing How many guys are Mike Small? Well, Mike Small did it just once?
He's did it.
He's one of them?
Seven, yeah.
Well, yeah, I never thought I could win one of them, much less both of them. So, well, I owe a lot of it to the Merit Club because the members and my boss, Don Pieper, they give me the opportunity to play a lot of golf. So I owe a huge thanks to both of them. And all the guys that work there support me, and the members are unbelievable. So a lot of credit goes to them for letting me play golf and play in tournaments and miss a little bit of work here and there.
Well, if you get the third leg next year, say up at Kalina,
mm-hmm.
do you think Don would work with you and say, listen, the membership wants you to have a shot at this Illinois Open?
I think he would. It's, well, this year was our 10th anniversary for that outing, so it's been going on a long time. But, I saw, you know, in years past when I hadn't played that well, I make more money at the outing than I would make in the Illinois Open, so it's hard to miss. You know, it's a very lucrative outing for me.
What's the name of it?
It's the CMTA, it's Charcot-Marie Tooth Association. It's a debilitating muscle disease. One of our members has it, and he's the CEO, and we raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's an incredible outing. So if I'm going to miss it for that, that's a good cause.
But it's a member. I mean, how do we
well, every call outing,
it a member outing?
Every outing is sponsored by a member. So this outing is sponsored by the CMTA, which is this member, and he invites all of his partners and clients, and it's a reward for supporting the cause. It's really a way to raise money, and he does a great job of it.
So you're more of a match play player. Are mm-hmm. you kind of an anomaly in this area?
I suppose. Well, I mean, if you look at my stroke play results, it's not that impressive, you know. But I won the assistant match play, so I have two of those wins. So, you know, law of averages, I've won more of those than I've won of these. But my game's starting to steady out a little bit. It helps to play golf all the time.
Riding with him the whole way
around. Yeah, it was good. We had a great time. I mean, Jim and I get along great, going back a long time. So it was a good pairing, Jim and Steve. And I mean, I birdied the first two holes, and he had a par and a bogey, so I was tied. And then I ran into a little trouble, but it happens. I was happy with the way I played today. So got down to all the way to 3 under, and then I was 4 under on the last 6, 7, whatever. So tried to make it interesting.
You made a run.
Yeah.
Takes good feelings for next time.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that, like I said yesterday, anytime you're in the position, it's always good. And it was going to be hard to catch Jim. He was, when he hit bad shots, he was making nice pars. And then the good holes, he made birdies. So just didn't really let anyone get close and just kept doing his thing.
But you see, you know, 10, 11, 12, there were a lot of chances there where the thing could have flipped.
Yeah, I think 11 was a tough bogey. I mean, he was over in the trees, and I had kind of between clubs, and I had it just over and hit a bad chip. And for that was for both Steve and I. Jim saved par, and we both made bogey, so that was a kind of changed the momentum. But then so that's when I was back to 3 under. Then I birdied the next three to kind of try and get back in it. But I think from then I was too far behind.
So this is a course where you can play catch up on.
Yeah, you can. It's Jim made a bunch of like 5, 6 footers for par. Some of the holes he had bad tee shots to keep him going, and then made some nice birdies. So, and then I thought 14 I might get one back. I made like a 30 footer for birdie, but then he had about an 8 footer for birdie. He made it. That was a big putt for him. And from there we just kind of did the same thing. I birdied 17 to try and get a little closer, and then hit a nice shot into 18 and put a little pressure on him, but he had a great first putt, and that was it.
First big tournament for Medina, number one. What were your thoughts on it?
I thought it played great. I mean, it was in good shape. It's a nice layout. I like what they've done. It's definitely a challenge. You get on the greens. I think Jim had 2, 3 putts today. I had 2 maybe, but that's just, they're not even bad putts. It's just the difficulty of the greens. So I think it played really well. All the volunteers were great. The staff is great, and it's just a nice venue for an event like this.
Got a little event come on up at your place.
Yeah, a little one. So we're getting ready for that, but that'll be a good one. So it'll be fun to see those guys play the course and see how the course holds up. The rough's pretty long right now out there, so we'll see if they change it or they stick with what they said and keep it at 4 inches and give the guys a nice challenge.
Has anybody been out there that note that?
No, just Luke before the PGA was out hitting balls and practicing. And I mean, maybe the week before we'll get some people, but you never know. So
he's still alive, too, after last week. That big 30 at the last.
He had a good finish last week, and then he's just got to play good this week, and we'll see him at our place, hopefully.
He's got to move up 7 spots.
He's got to climb a little, but I think if he makes the cut and just kind of plays his game and doesn't worry about it, he'll be fine.
How much much does he get out there anymore? I mean, I know he's always going to be a member, but I mean, does he really get out there? Have you seen him a lot?
He's been out. I mean, it's hard this year. We opened late in middle of May. I'd say he's been out the whole week before the PGA. He was out every day, and then maybe two other times throughout the year. Because I think their family kind of relocated mainly to Florida. So they're back in the summer a little bit, but I think he spends most of his time down there now.
Is the course a lot tougher than it was 3 years ago?
Yeah, I think it's tough. If they keep the rough where it's at, I mean, the greens with the redo turned out great, and the changes are all great. I mean, it's a course you can score on if you hit it well, but you can get in some trouble too.
I guess the biggest question is there another 59 if somebody's hot like Jim Furyk?
That, I would say, is doubtful. I mean, you never know. Those guys are so good, and I think that day he would have shot 59 wherever he was playing because the way he hit it and putted, and it's, I don't know. It's not bad seeing those scores, though.
Gives you something to shoot for.
That's right.